This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. The Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. This is time for the calendar. This is Jerry Douglas and all the boys. And Yo-Yo Ma and Mark O'Connor and that bunch doing the Flowers of Edinburgh in the background there. All righty, let's take a look at some things. First Saturday dances. So you have October the 3rd. First Saturday dance in Port Angeles. And that's going to be at the Black Diamond Community Center there in Port Angeles. And they're cooking. They are so cooking. And they bring in the very best callers from the Northwest. They bring in guys like Ron Kane and people like that. And great callers like Laura Smith and folks like that who've been doing it for years and years and years. So anyway, check that out. A good dance. First Saturday dance. Also, folk dance. The Fairhaven Library there. In Bellingham, and those are going to be good dances. They're starting this whole series of folk dance in Bellingham at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium, plus the contra dances they do in Bellingham as well. So check those out. Oh my gosh, those are great contra dancers. And the thing is the contra dance movement on the west side is so steady. We tend to worry about numbers over here, but I think the contra dance audience on the east side of the mountains is starting to creep up again as well. Young folks getting into it as well. A lot of young folks there and a lot of old folks, not a lot in between, but that's okay. All righty, where are we going with? Not too much going on here that we can really sink our teeth into. Bill Staines, here's an advanced one on October the 14th. Mr. Bill Staines, who's written so much material that so many people have recorded, and he still does it so well, and he plays guitar left-handed, and he's got a light touch when he finger picks. He's just incredible, Mr. Bill Staines. Wrote the Roseville Fair and Sweet Wyoming Home, and Your Name is Music to Me, and the song Down the Road that I do. And it's just fun stuff, and everybody that is anybody in the singer-songwriter interpreter field probably has recorded a Bill Staines song somewhere along the line. And what an influence. What an influence. And he's still doing it. You want to go see him? Bill Staines going to be at the 1912 Center there on October the 14th. Sponsored by the Palouse Folklore Society. Mr. Bill Staines. Oh, man, I remember the last time he was here and Heidi Muller was in the audience and I was in the audience. We should have just jumped up on stage and sung River Take Me Along in Your Sunrise, Sing Me Your Song. Ever moving and winding free, you rolling old river. You change an old river, lets you and me river run down to the sea. That's Bill Staines. So that's happening in October. That'll be a fun, fun gig. I will be at Bootser's on October the 10th at 8 o'clock. In the evening from 8 to 10:30, doing our sing-along stuff, doing stuff at Bootser's. Fun place to play, fun place to do our thing. Don't you be forgetting now, even though it's in March, March the 4th, I'm positive it's going to sell out. You need to check it out. The Ducks, tickets already on sale at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT, 1-800-325-7328, 1-800 for the Ducks. You got to see the Ducks. Oh, yes, you do. And that's about... There is a concert. You know a group, Shanti Koram, the French-Canadian group? Well, the bass player got married, hooked up with a singer. The fiddle player and the guitar player are still doing it. And they're going to be in Spokane on the 16th of October. And they're going to be at Rick Singer's studio. Now, this is like some of the best French-Canadian fiddling and guitar ever, ever, ever. And Rick Singer's place only holds about 60 people or something like that, 55, 60, 65. So you want to get your tickets, you need to contact Rick Singer Studio and get those tickets. These guys are buddies of Caredwyn Spatz, and we know how good she is doing her French-Canadian stuff. So something you might want to check out. All righty? Yes, indeed. And that's the end of the calendar. The end of the calendar. All righty, Sue West. Her version of Sail Away, Lady, Sail Away. When I get my new house done, I'll give my old one to my son. Sue West. Sue West sounds like
Whenever
that.
Whenever I get my new house done, sail away, ladies, sail away. Better keep away my son. Sail away, ladies, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o. Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o. Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o. Sail away, ladies, sail away. Boys, now don't you grieve and cry. Sail away, ladies, sail away. You're gonna get your turn by and by. Sail away, ladies, sail away. Don't you rock.
Thank you.
breezes I started, all the pages I erased. I've thrown out as many lines as I watched over time find their way onto your face. When I was younger, this sort of song was an easier thing to write. Back then the you was always wrong, and the I was always right. But I have seen you bring about more than one moment of grace. It'll be a very long time till she can draw every line that I goodbye, dear friends and lovers, I ne'er shall see you more. Sailors, drink my sorrow down and leave me on the shore. Ere you remember me, think of my sweet smile, wishing I had known you, dear, o'er many a long shore mile. Drink away my sorrow there on the shore. Drink of all my sorrows there on the shore. Now if the past is hard to bear and you forget me, dear, sweet memory, give you pay for the trouble that I served. Sweet memory, give you pay, riches you deserve. I wish that I had found you, dear, o'er many a long shore mile. Only sweet memory found on the shore. Only sweet memory found on the shore. If I left you one treasure, sweet sugar meat, any man I know now is you. And I would your pearl be found on the shore. I would your pearl be found on the shore. Rising on waves of the ocean dark and deep, I would your pearl be a secret stone to keep. Rising on waves, rising on waves. Thank you.
Someone pitched a tent in our backyard. The good went bad, the bad went good. This did not end the way I thought it would. No one was wrong and no one was right. No one was sleeping too well at night. Up in the tower, the queen is crying. Someone has to say the kingdom.
Made of glass, wherein all might be whole.
Now, that's about the most complete version of The Blackest Crow that I have ever heard recorded. I think Daryl Scott and Tim O'Brien got pretty close. But this was amazing in terms of how many verses Sue West was able to find for this thing, The Blackest Crow. Sue West. We also heard Sail Away Ladies and The Pearl from this album of Sue West. And then we heard Cozy Sheridan, Drive On, the first song. And She Rose from the Water. This is a good Cozy Sheridan. Cozy Sheridan from Moab, Utah. And has produced all kinds of albums, from jazz albums to strict folk, with just a live album with her guitar, and many, many good songs. Some albums have really, really short ones, kind of little pithy little tunes. And then there were some albums that she did based on Greek mythology. Cozy Sheridan. Oh my goodness. I haven't spoken with Cozy for quite a few years. Saw her in Seattle once. Well, we have to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to be right back for lots more stuff. As to what that stuff is, I'm not quite sure what it is, but we're going to be back for lots more of it. And in the meantime, the folks are going to tell you about the weather and some things like that, because that's what they got to do. They got to tell you about where all the money comes from that supports this show and my lavish lifestyle and my mansion in New York City and my high-rise palatial apartment in Palouse, Washington, and my fleet of Cadillacs and my huge assortment of yachts in San Francisco Bay. We're going to be right back. You just hold your horses, because we are coming back. Hang on.
Northwest Public Radio's programs are supported by listeners like you and by Gridman Medical Center, with a mission to serve patients and their families as a people-focused, community-driven healthcare provider. Located in downtown Moscow, serving the entire Inland Northwest since 1897. Gridman, it's a great day at Gridman Medical Center.
Sunny skies ahead for the rest of your weekend. The remainder of your Saturday looks breezy and gusty, so on the Palouse, watch for patchy blowing dust. This evening will be fairly cool, with Pullman and Moscow 42, Lewis-Clark Valley 47, and then sunshine for tomorrow and Monday, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s.
North Country. Oh, come all you bold sailors that follow the lakes, on an iron ore vessel you're living to make. We shipped in Chicago, bid adieu to the shore, bound away for Escanaba and the red iron ore. Derry down, 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 derry down. In the month of September, the 17th day, $2 and a quarter was all they would pay. On a Monday morning, oh, a trip we did take, on a ship called the Robert, sailing out in the lake. Derry down, 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 derry down. Now the wind from the southward, it blew a fresh breeze. Up through Lake Michigan, the Roberts did sneeze. Up through Lake Michigan, the Roberts did roar. And on Wednesday morning, we passed through death's door. Derry down, 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 derry down. Now our packet, she howled across the mouth of Green Bay. From her split waters, she threw the white spray. We rounded out Sandpoint and her anchor let go. We furled in the canvas and the watch went below. Next morning, we hove alongside the Exile. Soon we made fast to that iron ore pile. We lowered the chute, which soon started to roar, filling up the ship with that red iron ore. Derry down, 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 derry down. Some sailors took shovels and others took spades. Some went to sluice and each man to his trade. We looked like red devils, our backs they got sore. We cursed Escanaba and the red iron ore. Derry down, 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 derry down. A across Saginaw Bay the Roberts did glide, with the dark and deep water splashing over her side. Now to Port Huron the Roberts must go, where the tug Katie Williams, she took us in tow. Derry down, 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 Derry down. And we sailed her to Cleveland, made fast stem and stern, and with our companions we'll spin a good yarn. Here's a health to the Robert, she's tall and she's true. Here's a health to the bold boys that make up her crew. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Come all you bold sailors that follow the lakes, on an iron ore vessel you're living to make. We shipped in Chicago, bid adieu to the shore, bound away for Escanaba and the red iron ore. Derry down, 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 Derry down.
Section gang had to keep the track in order. And there was a tremendous amount of pride in doing that well. There was a competitive spirit. I don't know, there's some great songs that came out of that pride in work and doing your job well that I don't hear much anymore. I'm not sure why that is, it just is. Now, this song is in praise of one man who was the head of a section gang, a man named Larry O'Sullivan. And Jerry, you never know who Jerry really is. Jerry's job, no matter what the other guys are doing, his job was to keep the hand car in good shape. Those hand cars that you'd pump, they weren't electric then, and you'd sort of, two guys would stand on each side, pump up and down, and go along the track and inspect it, see what was wrong, what was coming loose, what had to be fixed. Oh, come all you railroad section men and listen to my song. It is of Larry O'Sullivan, who is now dead and gone. For 20 years a section boss, he never hired a tar. And it's joint ahead and it's center back, and Jerry go and oil that car. For 20 years a section boss, he worked upon the track, and be it to his credit that he never did have a wreck. For he kept every point right up to the joint with a tap of the tampin bar. And it's while the boys do be shimming up the ties, it's Jerry go and oil that car. And every Sunday morning, old Larry, he would say, me boys, prepare, now be aware, the old lady goes to church today. And I want every man for to pump the best he can, for the distance it is far. And we have to get her in there, head of number 9, so Jerry go and oil that car. In November, in the winter time, the ground all covered with snow. We'd place the hand car on the track, and over the section we'd go. With his big soldier coat buttoned up to his throat, all weather he would dare. And it's joint ahead and center back, and Jerry go and oil that car. Give my respects to the roadmaster, old Larry, he did cry, and set me up that I may see the old handcar before I die. And place the spike maul on me chest, the clamp and the old claw bar. And while the boys do be filling in me grave, it's Jerry go and oil that car.
My family is normal, except when it comes to dinner time, which is exactly at 6:15 every night. You can set your clock to that. But then my brother Tim learned how to tell time, and he thought it was fun playing with all the clocks in the house. So now Mama doesn't know which ones are right. Did you know that if it wasn't for time, we'd have to do everything all at once? So Tim started playing with all of the clocks, making them all different times, and it turned dinner time into total havoc. If we were all looking at different clocks, we would all get to the dinner table at different times, and that drove Mama nuts. Which is why Mama decided to use her secret weapon as a dinner bell, her yodel. Now, when Mama goes,
"Yodelady,"
we all know it is 6:15 and time for dinner, and no one wants to miss dinner. It's also time to set our clocks if Tim has played with them. My family is normal, except when we're all sitting at the dinner table. There's usually 10 of us. Mama, Daddy, Tim, Baby Trixie, me, my unidentical twin sisters, Cece and Dee Dee, Aunt Alice, who lives next door with her son, Jim, who is also at dinner, and Mr. Block from across the street, because he doesn't have anyone to have dinner with. So we all sit down at this great big table, and Mama's filled it up with food, and Daddy tells everyone to say grace, and all together we say,
"Grace!"
And then it begins. Arms are flying, forks are stabbing, knives are buttering, plates are clattering, and for 1 minute, that's all you can hear. Then we share our stories of the day. But there are so many of us, it's hard to take turns talking. And we all like to talk. So now we all have our own sounds that identify whose turn it is to talk. There's a lot of talk at the dinner table. When Mama wants to talk, she bounces two spoons together back to back and plays a rhythm. That means it's Mama's turn to talk. When Daddy wants to talk, he gives a great big
ahem
in his deep, manly, daddy-like voice, and he grabs our attention. When Tim wants to talk, he makes a loud clock sound because he likes time so much. Baby Trixie can hardly talk, but she knows she gets attention with her silly laugh. So she does that all the time, and guess what? She gets a lot of attention. Cece and Dee Dee work together to get noticed, and they cluck like chickens in harmony.
Buck, 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 buck.
Now that's different. Aunt Alice doesn't do too well at getting attention because she is so polite. She tries to wait for a hole in the chatter, and she squeezes in and,
"Excuse me."
Lately, she's changed it to,
"Excuse me."
Trying to make the words longer and louder for everyone to listen to. Jim is a man of few words, but he pounds his foot on the floor like a bass drum, and it makes everyone listen. Now, Mr. Block from across the street lives alone, so he doesn't even know that he makes this sound all the time. And every time he makes it, which is often, he wonders why we're all looking at him. Oh, and you're probably wondering what I do when I have something to say. I have perfected mermaid speech, the underwater garble.
I've something to say.
So once the plates are served, we have a family orchestra of chaos and conversation, and it pretty much sounds like this.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Buck, 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 buck.
Mother, this is a wonderful meal.
Excuse me.
Children,
excuse
you should thank your mothers.
Excuse me.
I've never tasted such good food. Thank you so much for boys. But what are you doing over there? Pass that butter, please.
No. Not there.
Anything.
So you can see, my family's normal. Right. What does your family sound like at the dinner table? Are they normal too?
In that faraway land, I'm living in dreams. So often at nighttime. feet. But I know I'm dreaming when I think of you in foggy old London across the deep blue. A deep blue is the ocean, so deep and wide. I got an ocean to cross it tonight.
Became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad.
For if he was his uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who, of course, was his stepmother.
I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
Grandpa.
wife then had a son who kept him on the run. And he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son.
His wife is now his mother's mother, and it makes him blue, because although she is his wife, she's his grandmother too.
Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild.
For now he has become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of his grandmother, he is his own grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
Oh, it sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
Crazy skyline of this old city, now rotten and gray. From the halls of the Campbells to the RCA Playhouse, like a dream in the night, she's just fading away. She's old and dying, and no one denies it. White face meets a black, like a cat meets a dog. Camden, she was once, once now means nothing. She's an elegant lady, withered away. Like an elegant lady now, withered away. This is a place where Caruso recorded. Well, show me, then show me the talking machine. As the ghost of Walt Whitman gazes in sorrow at the kid on the corner with the knife in his jeans. She's old and dying, and no one denies it. White face meets a black, like a cat greets a dog. Camden, she was once, once now means nothing. She's an elegant lady, withered away. Like an elegant lady, now withered away. We don't want our broken, our poor, our sewage and crime. And the Ben Franklin Bridge can help us forget you. And that women on welfare want manicures too. I've read that women on welfare want manicures too. She's old and dying, and no one denies it. White face meets black, cat beats a dog. Camden, she was once, once now means nothing. She's an elegant lady, now withered away. Like an elegant lady, now withered away.
Young traditional Scottish fiddlers there, Jen Moynihan, from her new album that just came out, and we're going to play a lot more of that next week. We are. Just got this in the mail, and it is an excellent, excellent album. All kinds of good musicians, and there's some mix of contemporary and traditional on this thing. Before that, Smoke Creek in Camden Town. Camden, oh my goodness. And then Foggy Old London Town. Camden, New Jersey, but they talk about where the big Camden RCA studios were. Oh my gosh. Where Harry Lauder and all those guys recorded Smoke Creek. And yeah, they're so good. And Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser. Oh my goodness. This is an album for kids. It's a family album. Dancing in the Kitchen. We heard the Dinnertime Orchestra and we heard I'm My Own Grandpa, which featured Riders in the Sky. They're still together and they're still doing it. They've been together for probably 40 years, Riders in the Sky. Well, we just about wound it up. Yes, indeed. We also heard Art Theme in there as well, a couple of songs from the great Art Theme, which we will hear once a week for the next year or so. Un Jung Shin doing the playlists. And she is awesome. She's the best thing that's happened to this show since we started, practically. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. That's D-M-A-H-E-R, WSU.edu, or 509-332-5047. Special thanks to young Kevin, who started this show, initiated this whole thing in terms of the computer stuff. And Jesse Jacobs and Charlotte Yao and all the other folks who wind up working on the thing. And all the folks up in Spokane Public Radio, Michael Pretori, and folks who put it down on the computer thing. Okay. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want them because they are your folks. They are your roads, folks. Man, I am tired. And not anybody else's. Let me try that one more time. Have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. Take all those good roads anywhere and take them because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, we're out of here. Bye.